Bridging with Shiva, Lesson 199, Defining the Subsuperconscious. The subsuperconscious mind is a quiet subconscious. That is actually what it is. It is the subconscious that has been made to be peaceful by putting into it a contemplative lifestyle. It is a receptacle. From the superconscious areas of the mind to permeate the physical body from the psyche, so that the body of the soul can look out through the eyes of the physical body, radiate through the cells of the physical body, and allow superconscious rays to radiate out through the aura. Would you like to try to locate the subsuperconscious state of mind? Look at the room around you. That is the conscious mind you are aware in. Next, focus on your feelings and be aware of what you are thinking. You are now aware in the subconscious mind. Next, feel your spiritual identity. Feel the power in your spine. Sit up straight. Feel powerful energy on the inside of your spinal cord. At the same time, you are identified with being the energy in the spine and separating the feeling of energy from the physical spine. Look at the room around you and become conscious of your personal thoughts and feelings. Doing this brings you into a sub-superconscious state because you are conscious of your superconsciousness, the power and energy and life and spiritual forces resident right within the body. Simultaneously, you are conscious of your thinking faculty, the room around you, and yourself as being pure energy. It is that easy to be in a sub-superconscious state. More difficult to remain in it for long periods of time. The feeling of the eternity of the moment is experienced upon the first arrival into the sub-superconscious state of mind. This occurs when the subconscious state of mind is in a quiescent state, a state of full receptivity to superconsciousness. It has not been destroyed, but has been purified of all barriers such as negative attachments. When this occurs, the devotee has the feeling that there is no future, there is no past, and the only reality is the eternity of the moment. The subconscious mind, thus opened to the influx of actinic power, creates a force field called an actinodic force field. That is, the odic forces of the subconscious, having been permeated with enough actinic energy so that the odic forces are quieted, organized, and controlled through actinic power, form a new state of mind called the subsuperconscious state of mind. Great vistas of creativity are open to those who learn to keep open and receptive to the subsuperconscious state of mind. Music, art, drama, and dance flow most spontaneously, and answers to questions in the subconscious previously unanswered come forth in intuitive flashes without the use of reason, while not conflicting with reason. A feeling of contentment and confidence resides within an individual who has learned to consciously identify and use the subsuperconscious mind. Om Namah Shivaya.